I don't really care for you no more. I don't even hear you, oh no.
Listen,
can't get near you, just go
leave.
I don't really have you no more, no, no. I don't really care for you no more.
I don't really care at all.
I don't ever hear from you, oh no.
I don't answer when you call.
Can't get near to you, just go.
Yeah, I left and now I'm gone.
I don't really have
you. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Culture Vibes Podcast. I'm Mike. I got my buddy here, Far. What are we going to talk today about, man? What's the
What are we going to talk about? Let's do that. It makes it sound like we have no idea what we're going to talk about.
What's up, man?
I thought a good idea would be to rate our top five J's of all time by line, right? I think it's impossible to pick five sneakers and call them the top five, because if you saw mine, it would make you broke. So I'm not going to...
The amount of times we've gone to the shoe stores...
I know. And, the amount of times we've gone to...
And seen different pairs that we
like. And then, like, didn't know that they existed. Like, the Jordan 1 Summer of Legends, the Jay-Z pairs. Whew. If you have not looked up the Jordan 1 Summer of Legends, they're black. There's two versions. There's a Justin Timberlake version, and there's a Jay-Z one. The Jay-Z one is... amazing. That is on my list of shoes to get, and I don't care how loud they look, but
you're all about the loud
sneakers. I'm all about the loud sneakers.
But we better get this pod recorded, because one of us is going to end up going on another trip again.
So. Yeah, I'm going to end up spending $1,500 on a pair of sneakers for no reason, but
I'll let you start.
So I guess
we'll start from five and go to one, so we can.
Yeah. So can you pull up the list? So I think, personally, that the threes are fifth to me. The Jordan 9.
What about the three?
I think it's just a very classic look. It's like a milder version of the four, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I think that's how the four kind of took its shape.
So I got the 3 as in my 5th spot. I got the Jordan 9 in the 4th spot. I got the Jordan...
Did you own a Jordan 9 at some point?
I owned the... So he did like a Jordan 9.5 at one point, and I owned a pair of those. Because I like a
Jordan 9.5.
Nah, so I really like the remix on like the shoe color. And I think I showed you a picture. Mm-hmm. I've yet to find someone who owns a dead stock pair. I'm actually kind of sad that
I don't think we've been able to find.
Yeah, we haven't. I think we found one. Tens. Yeah, we haven't found a whole lot of nines or tens, but I'm a huge fan of the nines. Yeah, and then the fours go in slot three.
Okay, so they made your top three.
They make my top three.
I'm glad.
And the ones are number two, and the fives are number one.
Tell them why the fives are number one.
The fives are always number one for me. I'm a fives guy. I think what? My wardrobe is...
Three pairs of fives,
and I want the... Maybe. We'll see. But I want the plot twist, which... This is
basically like your off-white sales.
It's the off-white sales the way the off-white sales were actually supposed to come out.
But they didn't let Virgil out.
But Virgil, they wouldn't let Virgil have it his way. And Virgil clearly tweeted about
what it was. The black part on the bottom of the
shoe? Yeah, so if you look at the sole, it wasn't... He wanted it... Like, if you look at the fours, they're pure off-white. There's not a speck of black in them, right? If you look at the off-white fives, there's that...
The little black.
Yeah. And Virgil, I know, you could tell...
Well, because he already dropped his... The black gray version of the first off-white five. So when he drops the second iteration, he wanted it to be a pure off-white, not have any other color than the red that's showing.
So the plot twists are pure off-white. We found someone or a reliable resource to get them. Now, the shoe itself runs north of a grand, so I mean, I just...
Probably not the time
to spend a grand on a shoe. I mean, I also did buy... We got those, but that was through, you know, what we needed to do with the business. But, I used to like the metallic off-white fives, and I don't know what happened. I saw them in the regular off-whites.
Those are hit or miss nowadays.
Yeah,
some go, some don't.
Yeah.
They're a shoe that resell... pretty decently, even when used, if they're in good condition, but for whatever reason, it takes a little while for people to catch on.
Yeah.
But I think fives, I have never really worn a pair of fives ever, never owned a pair, but what I've seen, at least from like guys that we follow in the fitness space, it's a very popular gym shoe. And I mean, you work out in them, so.
I mean, I have my Grapes, my
what? What do you like about them for the gym? Because that's really where you wear your shoes.
I feel like so I played hoop growing up, right?
Yeah.
I always felt like there weren't a whole lot of Jordans, like the classic Jordans, mm-hmm. that were both a gym shoe and a casual shoe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fives are the one that there's a ton of overlap where, like, you can casually wear it, you can wear it in the gym, mm-hmm. you can play hoop in them. They're not, you know, you look at the fours, realistically, you can wear them in the gym. They're another one that's pretty good about.
Oh, clunky being, though. I have I want to tie mine. I have the what the fours.
Yeah.
And I want to tie them to see if they're a little bit better, because I feel like you're kind of like walking with bricks on your
feet. Yeah, almost. the fours are another one that did a good job of making it a mix between like a gym shoe and like a casual shoe. But you also wouldn't catch me dead playing hoop in those. With the fives, you can play hoop in them. It's not like I couldn't. So I think that's why, for me, the five is the most versatile. I think the other thing that's cool is, so like the colorways we've seen in the fives, like the true Bel Airs that I pointed out, and like the other like outlooks that I've like sent you, you don't really get those with the fours, which I think is, for me, why the fives far tra- And the reason for me, personally, they go past the ones is because I feel like, with the Jordan 1 collection versus the Jordan 5, if we went through and looked at all the different options there are, like actual sold in store, not like the customs or like the one-offs, I feel like there's definitely a lot of Jordan 1 colorways that are just garbage.
Yeah, there's not a lot that many people actually.
Right. With the 5s, even the ones that I don't like and most people just like, I know a lot of people like the Oregon Dunk one is very famous. But, like, it's not, like, a bad-looking shoe. I personally don't fuck with it, but it's not a bad-looking shoe. There are ones that just don't look good because of the colorway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely. It just takes away from the essence of the one. Like, yeah, you've seen the OG ones, and then you see someone with, I don't even remember which color it was, but it was, like, I want to say it was, like, an orange, and I was just like, you fucking ruined the shoe. And it wasn't the shattered backwards, but it was just, like, a basic white gray.
Well, that's because even with the even with any shattered backboard, a core purple, a royal toe, like the royal toe is the only one that doesn't have multiple iterations yet because it's still semi new.
Yeah.
The core purple, the pine green, the shattered backboard all have a 1.0, which has a black, which features a black toe, which is really in right now. They're all about $500 to $600 depending on where you're getting them from. And then they have the 2.0s, which go back to that reminiscent like white, mostly white silhouette with the pop of green or the pop of purple, the pop of orange, and then it has, like, I believe they all have the black swoosh.
Yes.
So that's where, you know, with the one, there's, it's very versatile in the colorway, so some hit, some don't. You know, even the ones like the lucky greens that are reminiscent of his 60-point game, not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
They care about the colors on the shoe.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you see a lot of the colorways that they do. That's why they do mids, you know?
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, with the ones is, like, the best looks, which is the color. So the mids you have, that colorway is one of the best looks. Yeah, the Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
The Chicago colorway is the classic. In the ones, there's, like, 8 Chicago ones. Like, it's the snakeskin. It's the KO. Like, there's a number of them.
They just change the material.
Yeah, and, like, from a different distance, you wouldn't, unless you really know the shoe, nobody fucking knows.
You wouldn't know.
So, like, the classic Chicago look is fire. I like the, what is the one that the Fearless? The one that I showed you
inside with the shiny patent.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
That's very popular shoe.
Yeah,
right now.
It's
about $300 to $400.
Yeah, the Jordan 1 Summer of Legends, which I think is the probably one of the most outrageous looking shoes I've ever seen.
Charlie Coker got those.
No, this one. No, this is the one that this is the Jay-Z release. That's like $12,000 that I've seen pair of floating on social. That's it. I've not seen. I think there wasn't that many pairs that got built, and I think it was for their tour or whatever. But dude. Those are icy.
But even, like, any collab that Nike does with Jordan 1, so, like, the Diors, I think the Travis Scott's, you know, I think that though that's a really reminiscent shoe. Just because I think Travis Scott has had a unique way of connecting. He's like one of the few rappers that, you know, is able to connect entertainment, sports, sneakers all together.
Yeah.
You know, like even like the Jordan 4, which is in my top five, you know, no one, not a lot of, unless you are a sneakerhead or you bought the shoe or whatever, you saw it. One of Nike's most expensive Jordan 4s was a collab, a three-way collab that featured Eminem. No one knows that. He never, I don't even remember him doing anything.
I think I saw this shoe on StockX and I was like, why is this 12 or 17 grand?
Just because his name's attached.
And it's just, like, literally, there's, I've not seen anybody willingly go buy it. And I, like, looked, I was like, wait, the last sale was for, like, three.
Yeah.
Even though, like, it's saying it's, like, a very expensive shoe, it's not, like, necessarily sold.
But I think, too, like, with Travis Scott, like, you know, I don't know if Cactus Jack is a is his brand. I'm not too...
I feel like that's his, like, collaboration look.
Yeah, so, like, you know, he's versatile. Like, he went with McDonald's and got, like, the Cactus Jack meal, which is essentially a freaking Big Mac with... Or a quarter pounder with bacon, I think, and, like, pickles or whatever. But, like, he's very versatile in how he's been able to go. So, like, if you look at his dunks, his Jordan 4s, like, especially his dunks, a lot of people don't realize there's a regular box and then there's a special box that have featured, like, this bandana look. So, like, he really thought hard. And, like, people probably don't give him a lot of credit because he's a rapper that you can't really hear what he's saying when he raps. But, like, he's one of my favorites. And, like, he's got a very unique imagination. And that's been shown on his sneakers. Because every shoe that he drops, yeah, he gets... His shoes end up being $1,000 plus because he's famous. But they end up being $1,000 because it's not just some generic shoe. Like, his Cactus Jack logo has transcended the sneaker game in some sense in this current era. Oh. Because you see, like, on the back of the sixes, it's got the Cactus Jack spelled out. On the ones, it's got the, like, little logo that's, like, looking like him, sort of in a comic way, stamped on the back, like... The pink, like, the subtle pink laces that you can throw in. Like, everything about what he's doing transcends. So, like, that's where the Jordan 1 does a really good job, I think. And I think that's because a lot of people who collab, so, like, Dior has a really sweet shoe with them. Like, the Jordan 1 is one of those shoes that can be manipulated in that way. I think Travis Scott's the only one that's expanded into multiple Jordans. But that just shows you the versatility of some of the shoes. And that's why most of them have made, you know, your top five. And then, you know, I'll just use that as a segue. Like, I would say my fifth pair would probably be the... I really like the Jordan 6. I think it's a little too bulky. Like, even with Cactus Jack 6, it's like this olive green. It has, like, this weird, like, pocket that I wouldn't necessarily like. But, like, I bet you there's people who actually put stuff in that and utilize it. But, like, it's a shoe that I've seen a lot of, you know, like, if you like cargo shorts, like, that's the kind of feel that it has to it. So I've seen that shoe very popular. And it's, I think the colorways with it that I've seen are really popular. And I think I really like it. Number four would probably be, this is tough. I would probably say the Jordan 5, because I like the versatility of the shoe in the sense of, like, I wouldn't necessarily wear the grapes that you have or wear the Oregon Ducks, but I like the, like, suede leather almost. That's on most of them. It just gives it this unique look. Even with the what does, the one red shoe, one freaking yellow gold shoe, it just has this unique way of, like, even when you wear them in the gym, like, okay, like, that's a dope shoe. Whereas some of the other shoes, it's like, okay. Like, even with the Jordan 12s, it's like, I really only like the flu games because it's that going back to that bread.
Yes.
Is how they refer to it. The bread colorway, whether it's predominantly red, partly black, or predominantly black and partly red. That's what they're referring to. Number three, and this is tough for me, but I would probably have to go with Jordan 4 as well. I own a pair. I own the What the 4s, which ironically are not anywhere near the What the 5s. It's more of like a Looney Tunes. Like, I think it was Looney Tunes look. You know, white base has red, black, blue, gives you a set of black laces. And it's just, I really like how the shoe's constructed. I've worn them once in the gym. I think it's a pretty good gym shoe. I wasn't a huge fan of them. I did like to squat in them. That was one thing that I was surprised about. But I think, like, on feet with, like, a pair of jeans, or I've seen people wear them with shorts, like, it's just one of those shoes that, like, really, really nice. Not something I would play basketball in at all. Definitely wouldn't hoop in them. But I think on feet with a pair of jeans or whatever, you know, even just going out, is a really nice shoe. Number two and number one is this where it gets tough for me. But I would definitely have to go number two, the Jordan 11. Predominantly the highs or mids, whatever you want to call them. I'm not a huge Jordan 11 low guy.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing as I have two pairs in inventory of the playoff bred 11s, one, there's a two versions, the 2012
mm-hmm.
and the 2019. Very, very similar, not too many variances. Just they just basically re-released it in a new year to give it new, you know, spice and whatnot. But ideally, I think that with the Jordan 11, there's just a lot of colorways that when I look at it, I'm like, okay, like that's like the Concord 11's white silhouette, black, patented shiny toe. I really like shit that shines. Then you have the Space Jams, which everybody knows about. There's a 25th anniversary Jubilee that we just got for Coop. That he was, like, super stoked about. You know, again, they have the playoff breads, which is, you know, an iconic playoff shoe for Jordan. Charlie and I actually went to the Nike store before he left, I think, and they had this, like, cool, you know, homage to Jordan in each shoe that he wore in each of the playoffs, and that was one of them.
Which Nike store?
On the Promenade, 3rd Street Promenade.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
But, no, I just think it's a very versatile shoe. Not necessarily something I would wear on foot. I know Chad's a big proponent of them. We got him the playoff bread, the 2019 version. But, again, something I've seen, you know, like Russell Orhi wear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most predominant guys in the space really like that shoe. And it's a shoe that is always, always, always high up there. We had the cool gray 11s. No more business of ours is going to StockX because they don't know how to legit check.
Yeah,
that's a story for another podcast. But like even the cool gray 11s, like just the way that the materials are in the shoe, the way they're constructed, like I just think it's a really cool looking shoe. And then I think for me, number one is the Jordan 1. I mean, you know, whenever I get to the point where, you know, I start buying myself sneakers. I think I was a big proponent of being against the Jordan 1 mid. And then I bought the Chicago mid colorway because it was at a steal of a price. And I'm out here wearing mids. And, you know, we'll save another episode of whether you should mid or whether you shouldn't mid. Because there's varying arguments on it. But I think that the mid is a really, really nice gym shoe. It's really light. A little clunky trying to walk around in it. But I think if I tied the laces instead of just let them dangle, it'd probably be a better fit. But I just really like how they feel on foot. So I just know, like, the high version, I think you were telling me, they're, like, barely just a little bit taller.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue is, I think, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But, like, the colorways, again, with the Jordan 1, I mean, that's his most iconic shoe. It was that 84, 85 drop. I mean, from there on, I don't think there was any other shoe that was, except for maybe the 4 or the 11.
Yeah.
There's no other shoe that's really going to come close to the Jordan 1. I mean, my personal favorite, and I'll be interested to see what your favorite colorway is. I mean, as we continue to get more sneakers, I'm sure that will change. But like my all-time favorite colorway that I've ever seen, I've never seen it in person actually, other than in a store, is the Obsidian. Like, I'm a huge red and blue guy. So the Chicago colorway and then that Obsidian colorway, like the different types of blues, it's got like more of like a baby blue and then like that deep Obsidian kind of slate gray-ish blue that is like, it's just a really freaking awesome shoe that's just continuing to go up because the more DS pairs or deadstock pairs that are out there, you know, someone wears it, then it just takes less off the market. So because it's a great colorway, people are holding on to them. They just continue to skyrocket in price. Yeah. And I mean, I just love how the thing looks.
I think, if we're talking Jordans in general, I think it's the Chicago Bull 5s with the suede red. That, to me, is the iciest. And I think for me also, like, I have the What Does, and they're suede. And the grapes are suede, too. So when I've seen the actual Chicago Bull red in suede, I've been, that's just cold. Like, that is, and like my What Does, like originally I was like, oh, one shoe's red, one shoe's Bel Air yellow. It's actually burnt orange. It's not like, once you have it, you realize it's not really red anymore. Yeah. And like, I even at one point was like, do I want the fives in like, you know, the wings or some other color? Or do I want to wait and then drop 5, 10, 15 grand on a pair of the Bull suede.
I will say, bro, when you showed me those,
I was shocked.
I like, was shocked too.
Hold on, I'm going to see if I can pull them up.
That is a, if you have any kind of boldness in what you like to wear, which clearly you do.
Like, oh, look at, these are 900, but look at these. Like, I mean, that
one shoe's black, one shoe's
but
red.
But the red on it is red. Hard. And the DMPs are like the all red, where it's both shoes are the same.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, that's cold.
You might have to sell the What
Does. I might have to sell the What Does and get these, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to hold that. I'm not trying to play no games. But like, the suede red is definitely, like, you know, if I search just any Jordan 5, a Jordan in general in like red with suede, I feel like is really cool. Like, even there's a pair of ones that are in suede too. Let me see if I can find them. But even those, like,
well, there's a pair. I'm working on a deal right now to try and get a pair of turbo greens. It's like a teal blue, and those are suede.
I want those in the, those are I suede. Want those, the ones, yeah,
those are suede, and those are a really fire shoe.
The fours, there's a pair of fours that I saw yesterday when I was just lurking. Hold on, let me see if I can find them. Like the Flyknit red, even like this. I don't like the texture on this one, but that red.
I mean, that red's that nice. One, it almost reminds me of a Red October.
Yeah.
In a way.
That red slaps. The Origin slaps. Like, there's some. There's some red out there that, you know, somebody could get killed.
Wearing that out in the wrong place.
Yeah, you wear that around me, I might snuff you and steal your lunch in the process. It's
steal your sneakers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but I think for me, it definitely boils down to the ones, the 11s, the 4s, then the 6s, and
yo, someone just listed, side note, the Oklahoma Sooners 4s. Look at the suede on this bitch. Look at this. Look at this. That is icy.
Oh yeah, I don't mention to the people that, you know, the shoe's $57.50.
Yeah, $57.50. That's in pesos.
Oh, well, let's pause and you can go sell some Beyond Built clients. To get your
freaking. Oh, bro! Then someone just put up the retro OVO Fours, the splatter sample up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
15. Wow. 15.
Drake's getting there. He's got a little ways to go.
$30,000 on bid. That's disgusting. I can't afford that.
Yeah, but I think that the one thing that we've definitely seen so far is that there's a lot of people who care about the history, and then there's a lot of people who just care about the the shoe itself and, you know, how it looks on foot and the colorways and everything. So it's been nice to kind of, you know, talk about which shoes we like, which shoes we don't. You know, a little arguments here and there about, you know, what shoes are better. But at the end of the day, like, even though we are trying to create that culture with what we're doing and bring, have that safe space for everyone to come together.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, like, people are going to come and buy from us because they want that shoe. Maybe they care about the history, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, for me, like, I know we probably talked that a storefront wasn't the wave, but, like, the more that I've been in some of these stores, I'm like, if or when we get to the point where inventory is not an issue,
yeah,
I definitely want to have some kind of a spot.
Oh, no, we talked about it. It's not that a storefront's not the wave. It's there's a way to make it a
exactly.
wave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Cool Kicks.
No.
Like, our boy Trey at Tilt, yeah. like, that vibe
yeah. is It'd be pristine. Like if you combined, I've never been to that private sneaker store in Long Beach, but it'd be like combining Tilt and Band.
I'd like say
having Trey
like
run
Tilt,
a place like Band.
Yeah, so think about Tilt, Band, and Cookies and Kicks. A nice mix of those.
Yeah, I think Cookies and Kicks is the place you go for. I mean, you can get premium stuff pretty much any of those stores. But in terms of appeal when you first walk in,
yeah.
like, imagine if, like, Cookies and Kicks, like, gave you a free, you know, like, a free, I don't know what they do when you buy, but, like, I'm just thinking long-term of, like, what we could do culture-wise and, like, with a store when people buy stuff. Like, you know, Cool Kicks has their, you know, they hang stuff on their line outside the store and make it jump up, and if you get it, you get a free pair of shoes. They do, you know, you shoot a basket in the store. They do rock, paper, scissors. So there's, like, different things you can do culture-wise, but I think that a storefront, you know, where the, you know, you got hip hop, you know, R&B music playing, create that environment. People come in, you talk to them, you know, maybe you have a couch or some seat, you know, a seated area where people can come and just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Maybe we throw up a freaking, you know, gaming system, have some tournaments or whatever. Like, there's so many ways to, like, create that culture, but it's just interesting. It's been so interesting to me to see that sneakers are kind of like that, you know, foundation to
yeah.
bringing both sides together. Because at the end of the day, like, whether it's a movie, you know, whether it's, like, Back to the Future, like, those lace-up sneakers that lace themselves that your buddy Josh wanted, like,
yeah.
Like, that shoe first, I think that was one of the first, you know, moments it was ever seen in film where, like, you know, Marty McFly is wearing a freaking
yeah.
lace, self-lacing sneaker in a time where that really wasn't even thought of. But that's, you know, that's what it goes back to, is, like, sneakers are definitely that foundation when you really think about it, to tying, you know, the production world in Hollywood and then into, like, actors and other entertainers like rappers or other artists, and then going into the sneaker or sports world, sorry, where you can see, you know, some of the, you know, like PJ Tucker from the Rockets, you know, he's got a whole freaking collection. And then there's just other guys in the league too, like Jason Tatum was just at Cool Kicks after getting out of the bubble. And, you know, just to see that,
really?
It's like,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know how recent it was, but they posted a picture of Tatum up in there buying probably thousands of dollars worth of sneakers.
I didn't see.
Might have been on their YouTube. I don't know if they actually posted a picture about it. But
the baby was there. I know that.
Yeah, like they've had a good amount of, you know, stars in there in the recent last couple months or whatnot, as they've gotten back into YouTube. But, like, that's the other thing too, is, like, we create the right culture. We're in the perfect hub for all things sports, entertainment, acting, whatever, you know, music, you know, whatever you want to, you know, bring up, we're in the perfect spot for it. So I think that as we continue on, it's going to be very interesting to see where the business evolves as we, you know, shore up some things in the back end and look forward to the future. We've definitely, you know, learned some errors in our ways, but at the end of the day, like we talked about, like, the only thing you can do is continue to go forward. Take the small wins. Give yourself credit.
Look at these. What are those? Custom Jordan 1s, the fuck off 1s.
Yeah, there's so many variations of those that are just...
Yo, I might be going in and dropping a couple racks on this. I don't even care. I want sneaker laces that say fuck off.
Oh my god, you could probably just buy them. But anyways, I think that'll be it for today, unless there's some sports you want to talk.
Nah, the NBA starts in a month.
Yeah, so we'll have plenty to talk about when the Clippers still can't get out of the basement and the Celtics win the 2021 championship.
Yeah, you're up.
So we'll save that for the next episode. But thanks for watching. We appreciate you guys. If you could give this a like, give us a rating so we can get the rating up, get it to more people, share it with your family, your friends, and help us expand. We'll have more episodes coming to you soon, but thanks for watching.
I don't really care for you no more. I don't even hear you, oh no. Listen, can't get near you, just go leave. I don't really have you no more, no, no. I don't really care for you no more. I don't really care at all. I don't ever hear from you, oh no. I don't answer when you call. Can't get near to you, just go. Yeah, I left an hour.